Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He doesn't know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, and then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can I compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. Last week, Butch Carnes gave the sermon titled, "Are You Crazy?" The storyteller Mark told us that early in his ministry, Jesus was considered to be out of his mind. Crazy. Jesus was forgiving sins. That was crazy, because only God can legally forgive sins. Butch ended the sermon with these words: "If trusting in Jesus is crazy, then I'm crazy." Are you crazy? I later sent Butch a text saying, "Count me in as one of the crazy ones." Today we heard two parables of Jesus based on farming and gardening. The first parable is simple. Planting seeds is what the Jesus movement is all about. Jesus plants seeds in the world. He teaches his disciples to plant seeds. And then the seeds, as we heard, grow by themselves. I love the Greek word there, automate. I would translate it this way. Seeds are scattered, they sprout, they grow, they produce fruit automatically. Automate is automatically. Our work is to plant seeds. God's work is to produce amazing, miraculous results. God's part, after we plant seeds, God's part happens automatically. Paul once put it this way: one plants, another waters, but God gives the growth. Our job is to plant seeds. We don't have to defend it. We don't have to explain it. We don't have to be obnoxious about it. We just do it. This is what happens in God's garden. And to follow up Butch's sermon from last week, this is God's crazy garden. I sent a birthday greeting last week to a church friend who turned 92, of another congregation that didn't hear any of this crazy talk. And I wrote to her, "God danced the day you were born." And she replied, "God sure was dancing, sending me out into a crazy world that I sure have been blessed with." I had already selected this sermon title. It is a crazy world. We live in God's crazy garden. But we're blessed in this garden. And we are called to bless others. So our part in this crazy Jesus movement is to plant seeds. Now, what seeds do we plant? They're countless. But I'll summarize them today as the four seeds of kindness, compassion, forgiveness, and love. God gives us these seeds to plant. Kindness, compassion, forgiveness, love. In the second parable, Jesus compared God's kingdom to a planted mustard seed. Mustard in the days of Jesus was used in cooking very small amounts because mustard was bitter. And it was used also for healing. But there were strict rules for the planting of mustard in the days of Jesus. The mustard plant grew like crazy. It couldn't be controlled. If let go, mustard plants would take over a garden and ruin the crops. Mustard seeds were even considered unclean. Some people called them wicked. Just 300 words before this parable, Jesus had been called crazy. And he was also called satanic. I think Jesus was okay with crazy, but satanic, no. And that's the way he tells these parables. Jesus is teaching in no uncertain terms that God was working through him and through the seeds that he and his disciples are planting. The second parable is actually crazy. The people in the time of Jesus looked at God's kingdom as a mighty tree. That's what Ezekiel was talking about in our first reading. Ezekiel compared God's people to a noble cedar. A noble cedar on the highest mountain. In Psalm 92, the people of God are called majestic trees. In the actual text, they're called cedars of Lebanon. These cedars grew up to be 100 feet tall. 100 feet. But Jesus compares the kingdom of God to a mighty shrub, which grows about 10 feet tall. Not a mighty tree. The listeners in the days of Jesus indeed consider that crazy talk. Sounded crazy to compare the kingdom of God to a shrub, and a mustard shrub at that. Psalm 22 says, in my paraphrase, wickedness and sin grow like weeds. Now, Jesus is saying that God's seeds, the seeds that he and his disciples are planting, grow like weeds. And God's weeds are more powerful than the weeds of wickedness and sin. Now, it's crazy to deliberately plant mustard shrubs in a garden. But Jesus and the disciples of Jesus deliberately plant seeds in this crazy world. Seeds of kindness, compassion, forgiveness, and love. And we trust that God will make these seeds that we plant grow. And they'll grow like crazy. God gives the growth. We do the planting, and God gives the growth. When the parable says that birds come to nest in the shade of the mighty shrub, this means all birds. You won't find a sign in God's garden that says, "No new birds welcome here." You won't find a sign that says, "No birds who don't think like us are welcome here." No. The sign in God's crazy garden is all birds. All birds are welcome. Birds came to the mustard shrubs for protection from the hateful and dangerous hawks. We belong to God's crazy garden, not to the garden of hatefulness and sin. As the people of God, we refuse to plant things in the world like hatefulness, hostility. We refuse to gossip. We refuse to judge. We refuse to bully. We reject those things as a way of life because those things are the satanic things, not Jesus. Those things, hatefulness and evil, wickedness. The ways of God are what we plant: kindness, compassion, forgiveness, and love. A few days ago, I went to a local theater. The play I attended dealt with some intense awfulness. In some ways, the play was atrocious. It was hard to watch parts of it. Unspeakable things were depicted in the play, things that shouldn't happen, but they do. One character in the play, at first sight, seemed like a minor character. She wasn't part of the awfulness. As she came in and spoke, she wasn't overpowering. She wasn't pushy. She didn't get angry. She was kind of a comic relief in the play. She was somewhat humorous, had some of the best lines. But she was realistic because she understood the awfulness that surrounded her. She knew about life at its worst, but she didn't embrace that awfulness for herself. In my understanding of the play, the way I interpret it, she planted seeds into the heart of the main character who was really struggling. She planted seeds of transformation. You can change. She planted seeds of hope. She never said to the main character, "You have to change." She didn't yell. She never raised her voice. She didn't seem to be a powerful character. But for me, as an audience member, she touched my heart. And I think she's the main reason why the play ended with hope. Hope for the main character. It wasn't a happy ending, but it ended with hope. There was hope that the main character would be transformed going ahead. She could change. Seeds had been planted in her heart that would give her a new life. And all this happened because of gently planted seeds. Now, in a sense, you and I are minor characters in the story of life. But we're important as minor characters. We're called to plant seeds of hope into the lives of others, especially those who are struggling. We don't need to be pastors or religious leaders. We don't have to be educated in theology or even in scripture to plant these seeds. What we really need to do is to take our God-given seeds of kindness, compassion, forgiveness, and love and scatter them everywhere. And like the mustard seed, like the mustard plant, they'll spread like weeds. The kindness, the compassion, the forgiveness, and the love will invade the world. And that's what God wants for the world. God gives these seeds to us because God wants the world to have compassion, kindness, compassion, forgiveness, and love. So the kingdom of God, Jesus is saying, isn't like a mighty tree on the highest mountain. It's like a mighty, protective, healing, fruitful shrub that gives life and hope to all people. All people. Oh, there will be some who will try to destroy this mighty shrub. But that can never happen. Because it's God's crazy garden and God wins. As one writer puts it, as disciples of Jesus, we don't belong to an organization. We belong to an organism. This organism is in God's life-giving, crazy garden, where kindness, compassion, forgiveness, and love grow, and they grow like weeds. We are part of this organism. Finally, know this. Planted in the center of God's crazy garden is a tree. The tree of the cross. The tree of the life-giving sacrifice of Christ, giving life to us and to all people. By the cross and resurrection of Christ, we are filled with kindness, compassion, forgiveness, and love, and we plant kindness, compassion, forgiveness and love for others. Let us pray. Pray for those in the garden of life who are troubled or struggling. Pray that they can hear the voice of God speaking to them. Receive my kindness. Pray for those in the garden of life who are sick, physically, mentally, or emotionally. And pray that they can hear the voice of God saying to them, receive my compassion. Pray for those in the garden of life who are immersed in sin and sinful living. Pray that they can hear the voice of God speaking to them, receive my forgiveness. And now pray for all people. Pray for all people in the garden of life. Pray for everyone. No exceptions. And pray that they can hear the voice of God speaking to them. Receive my love. Receive my love. Receive my love.